Dictation for Sheila, S-H-E-I-L-A, Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, June 1649, addresses a letter to Pace, P-A-C-E, 953-5801. Dear Sirs at Pace, follow-up for Sheila, advanced renal failure, hypertension, small kidneys, last visit in November, no hospital visits, stable dyspnea, uses CPAP machine at 3 liters at night, doing salt fluid restriction, stable edema on high dose diuretics, 100 milligrams per day, chronic diarrhea, no bleeding, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no chest pain palpitations, she sleeps in the recliner, no syncope or falling episode, chronic incontinence, no infection, cloudiness or blood. I review all medications. Recently, right foot gout, already on allopurinol, no anti-inflammatory agents. Apparently, 3 doses of colchicine was given, improving. Prior uric acid 10-11, the last one, within the last 1 year, around 8. Probably exacerbated by renal failure and high dose of diuretics. She also takes Coric, takes no potassium replacement, does take magnesium. Present weight, not available. Blood pressure, 164/70 by nurse. Lungs are clear. Appears regular, has a device. Follows cardiology ALKIK, A-L-K-I-E-K. Obesity of the abdomen, stable 2 plus edema. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, creatinine 1.5, GFR 36, stage 3. Normal electrolyte, acid base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, normal white blood cell platelets, anemia 9.9, documented iron deficiency, ferritin 36, saturation 14%. She's willing to try oral iron, PTH mild elevated, does not require treatment. Next paragraph, assessment and plan CKD, stage 3B stable. Continuous salt fluid restrictions. Continuous same dose of diuretics, no indication for dialysis, not interested either, avoiding anti-inflammatory agents, has preserved ejection fraction, has diastolic type dysfunction, chemistry is on a regular basis, we see the response of oral iron, she prefers no IV, come back in 6 months.